This is Mara Thomas, and I'm having coffee with a stranger. Let's connect. You can find me at www.regainyourtime.com or on Twitter at MNThomas.
Thank you so much, Mara. And this is Melissa Lombard. And I'm going to ask Mara a couple of questions. What is a ritual, habit, or practice that you do daily that you feel contributes to your overall success, happiness, or well-being?
I learned this past year that the answer to that question is exercise, and I hate that answer because I really don't like to exercise, and I used to be convinced that those people that talked about like a runner's high or that how much they love to exercise, I just thought that those people were really just engaging in a conspiracy to get the rest of us into their misery, because I hate exercise, but everything that they say about exercise is true. It is true. It contributes to more energy and better sleep and clearer thinking and calmer emotions and less stress and all of that stuff.
Dang it. Dang those
it's
exercise
bad news.
People.
It is.
It's terrible news. And I'm guessing it probably improves your productivity.
Yes. Absolutely. It does.
Okay. What is something you want less of in your life?
That one's easy. Distraction. Too much distraction. We are so constantly surrounded by technology and all of its distractions. I mean, even in your car, the billboards when you drive down the highway now, they changed. They're not even static billboards anymore.
Oh my gosh.
I mean,
yeah.
On the sides of buses, it's LCD screens, and we have all these devices, and we have the internet at our fingertips, and it's just so distracting that when we're in a quiet place without any distractions, it feels weird. And we actually start looking for distractions, which just kind of makes this vicious cycle that really impairs our memory, it impairs our ability to solve problems, it interferes with our ability to learn things, and it's just really detrimental. So less distraction.
Okay. Following up on that, what's something that you want more of in your life?
I've been working on a meditation practice for years now, and meditation is hard, I'm not going to lie to you, but there are also so many benefits to it that I never predicted I would have. The ability to observe your thoughts is really powerful in all aspects of your life, and that's what meditation teaches you. So getting comfortable with still, quiet times, being introspective, and learning to control your thoughts. Or at least observe your thoughts, is really beneficial. So I'm working on increasing the amount of time that I meditate every day.
Cool. I'm going to borrow that one because that's something that's been on my to-do list for, I don't know, 5 years at least.
My favorite app for that, there are two. One is called Calm, and the other one is Buddhify, Buddhify.
Awesome. Pro tips. I love this. Final question. If you had 30 seconds to make a speech to the world, what's your message?
Oh, that's not a hard question at all, Melissa. I think the most important thing to remember is that people are way more alike than we are different. And I think it goes back to that whole judgment thing, and I think there's such a tendency to point out people's differences, but really there's a lot more that we have in common. And I think if we can focus on that, the world would be a better place.
Amen to that. I've definitely said those words, felt that message, and wanted to share that one with the people who our followers of this blog and just the people who are in my life. I couldn't agree with you more. Thank you so much, Mara, for your time today. And thanks, everybody, for listening to this podcast. If you want more information, you can check out Coffee with a Stranger on Facebook. Thanks so much. Until next week.